This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Today, the fourth quarter Wisconsin Economic Scorecard poll from WUWM and the UWM Center for Urban Initiatives and Research was released. The poll measures residents' perceptions of Wisconsin's overall economic vitality, their personal economic circumstances, and public opinion regarding some state economic issues. Not surprisingly, the midterm elections last month had some effect on the numbers, and at least one statewide issue lost significant ground from this time last year. Joseph Serra is the survey director for the center, and he joins us now via Skype. Joe, welcome back to Lake Effect. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what did this fourth quarter economic scorecard find? What were you looking at?
In addition to our usual battery of questions that just covers how people feel about their own financial circumstances and how they feel about the wider state economy and the direction of the state, we always ask a battery of topical policy questions. And in this quarter, we asked three. We asked one question about a plan that's being considered by state policymakers to cover the expected shortfall in the state's transportation fund. We asked about support for the proposed tribal casino in Kenosha, and then we asked about a plan that's being considered to help raise some public funding for a possible new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, let's start with the state overall, the shortfall in the state transportation fund. That's $750 million worth of shortfall. What were you asking and what were people's responses?
Right now, the governor and state lawmakers are looking at this proposal. In order to cover this shortfall, the proposal that they're looking at includes an increase in the gas tax, a higher annual registration fee for hybrid and electric vehicles, a fee on the purchase of new vehicles, and a transfer of some tax revenues from the state's general fund to the transportation fund. So we asked registered voters in the state whether they would support or oppose such a plan. And what we found is that about 60-61% of voters in the state are against that kind of a plan, and support is only seen among about 30% of folks.
So pretty strong opposition to that.
Yeah, and politically, support is highest among Republican voters, but even there, it's, you know, split. It's 44% in support and 45% opposed.
What about the Menominee Tribal Casino in Kenosha? At one point, that was a pretty positive thing in previous polls, right?
So the federal government has approved this new Menominee Tribal Casino, and there's some controversy about it. The Menominee Tribe wants it to be built, but the Potawatomi Tribe and some of the other state tribes that already have casinos in the state oppose it. So we asked about this in December of last year, and at that point, we had a slight majority of voters in the state were in support of the governor approving the plan, and only about 30% of voters were against the governor going ahead with it. But now things have changed substantially. Now there's not a majority on either side. You have 48% in approval of a new casino, but those who want the governor to block it, the proportion of voters has increased to 44%. So there's no clear majority there. And another interesting thing is that the proportion of people who don't really have a strong opinion about this has decreased from 16% last year down to 9% this year. So it seems like voters in the state have a lot more information about this. And that's probably due, I would imagine, to the aggressive advertising campaigns that have been employed by the opposing tribes.
Well, getting to a very local question that has been in the news quite a bit, the financing for the new arena, the proposed new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. What questions did you ask and what did you find out?
Past polling has indicated a really high level of opposition for any kind of public funding for a new Bucks arena. But now there's this new plan where they're thinking about having about $150 million bond supported by diverting income tax revenues from Bucks players and employees out of the state's general fund and kind of diverting it towards supporting this bond. And we asked voters in the state about this, and support is surprisingly higher than in past polling. So it's about 47% support this so-called jock tax, while 47% oppose it. And it is surprising because the question wording made it clear that these tax revenues that would be used to support the bond would normally go into state coffers along with everyone else's income tax revenues. But the higher level of support may be due to the fact that these funds will probably be lost to the state anyway if the Bucks leave.
I see. Okay. And so what about supporters here within the Metro Milwaukee region? Was there a difference that you found in the polling versus people across the state?
Yes, there's a slightly higher level of support in the 7-county Metro Milwaukee area, so just the counties surrounding Milwaukee County. It's not a huge level of support. I mean, it's just a slight majority. Opposition is a little higher in the outlying parts of the state.
Let's get to the economic scorecard part of this. How are people feeling about their personal financial circumstances? And is there any change from the last poll?
Right now, just over a majority of state residents are feeling more positive about their personal financial circumstances than negative. It's about 55 positive, 45 negative. This hasn't changed much since last quarter, but these two last quarters are an improvement over the previous two-year span where people were relatively more likely to be negative than positive about their own finances. But that being said, it's still the case that only those from households earning more than $60,000 a year are more likely than not to say that their finances are excellent or good. People who make less than that or live in households who make less than that are much more likely to describe their personal financial situations in negative terms.
I find it interesting that while a slight majority of residents evaluate their personal financial circumstances in positive ways, a majority say that Wisconsin's overall recent economic performance is only fair or even poor.
Yeah, so right now you only have about 35 to 40% of folks in the state who would say that the wider state economy is doing well. And that has really been the case for several years now. Now, that being said, over the last 2 years, there has been a steady trend of incrementally improving evaluation. So even though people are more likely than not to say that the state of the economy is bad, that view is kind of shrinking. These evaluations, they're based on a mix of personal experiences and political views.
And then I find this next and last thing that we're going to talk about, the question about the overall direction of the state. There's quite a majority of residents that say Wisconsin is headed in the right direction, despite a majority that says that the economic performance is fair or poor.
When you look at how people feel about the overall direction of the state, how people feel about the economy is really the main factor that plays into it. But, you know, that being said, right now, about 59% say that the state's going in the right direction and 41% say that it's on the wrong track. So there's clearly room for other considerations in there. You know, residents have actually been net positive about the direction of the state over the last 2 years, and it's been pretty steady. There was a dip in positivity last quarter that coincided with the election, but that is almost completely due to increasingly negative opinions among Democrats. And in this quarter, things have kind of returned to pre-election levels.
So any great conclusions that you've drawn from this year's worth of economic scorecard polling?
Well, I'll definitely say that things look to be on the rebound from economic problems of years past. And it's really only a slowly incremental process. You can definitely see the clear trends that people are becoming more positive about the economy. But really, I do have to say that there's a really striking division between people who are doing well. They're really more likely to be optimistic and become more optimistic. People who aren't doing that well, they're really not seeing it in terms of the improvements. So there's a really striking division between different groups of Wisconsin residents when it comes to the economy.
Well, Joe Serra, as always, thank you so much for your time and appreciate it.
No problem, Bonnie. Thanks a lot.
Joe Serra is the survey director for the UW-Milwaukee Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. He spoke to us about the latest Wisconsin Economic Scorecard poll, which is conducted quarterly in conjunction with WUWM and WisBusiness.com. We'll take a short break now and then hear about two new public policy forum reports that quantify education across Milwaukee. Lake Effect continues with that in just a moment here on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.